You hate to say this, but humans like to manipulate markets, whether it's property, stocks, and of course, cryptocurrencies. If one particular cryptocurrency is literally in free fall, but the rest of the market is not, maybe it's time to take a step back and wait to see what comes out of the ashes. Sam Bankman-Fried stole over $12 billion from investors. That's why it's so important to protect your money and avoid all types of Ponzi schemes. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Hey guys, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about crypto scandals and collapses. Now, you're going to say to me, why on earth am I talking about crypto? Because when it doesn't really exactly relate to Amazon Ecom Secrets, but when you build up your business, you're going to be starting to make profit. And you're going to want to know, where do I put this profit? Like, what assets do I buy? Do I buy property? Do I buy crypto? Do I buy stocks? And of course, all of those types of things are on the table for you. But I'm going to focus today on crypto. Now, that's one of the things that I personally focus on. I do have properties, and I also have a lot of crypto, mainly in Bitcoin. Crypto meaning the broad term, and Bitcoin is what I focus on mainly. Now, it's so important that I share with you the scandals within crypto so that you, if you do decide to invest in crypto, you don't go in blindly thinking everything is going to be rosy. Because I've been in the game now for just over 3 years. And even in that very, very short amount of time, I've seen some absolute disasters, not just in the companies and people behind the crypto who are scamming people and stealing your money essentially, but also from friends and acquaintances who have lost so much money. I'm talking their life savings. So listen up and let's get into it. It's 2013 Silk Road. Now, this was an online marketplace known for facilitating illegal transactions, including drug sales using Bitcoin as a means of payment. And it operated on the dark web and was eventually shut down by law enforcement in 2013. Now, the case brought scrutiny to Bitcoin's use in illicit activities and raised regulatory concerns. Now, you may see people from only a few years ago where they talked about how bad Bitcoin was because it was facilitating illegal activity. And this was one of the things that happened back in 2013 that helped highlight that concern. What people don't realize now is that because Bitcoin is traceable, it's on a blockchain, the transactions are recorded, drug dealers and people doing illicit activities have now realized that Bitcoin is a terrible place to do business and use Bitcoin as a payment because of that very reason. So they're going back to, supposedly, cash, because cash you can't trace. I'm going to take you right back to 2014, the Mt. Gox scandal, which is interesting because it's relevant today because it's come through a full transition where some of the people who had invested in Mt. Gox can now get some of their crypto back in 2024. But 2014, Mt. Gox was the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world until it filed for bankruptcy in about February of 2014. Now, it claimed that it had lost 850,000 bitcoins, which was worth approximately $450 million due to hacking. Now, this incident highlighted a security vulnerability in crypto exchanges and led to massive, massive losses for so many mum and dad retail investors just like you and me. 2016 was Bitfinex hack. Now, Bitfinex, a major cryptocurrency exchange, was hacked in August of 2016, and it resulted in the theft of 120,000 Bitcoins, which at the time was worth $72 million. Now, keep in mind that there's only 21 million Bitcoin that will ever be produced. And to date, there's about nearly 20 million odd Bitcoins that are actually in the market. So that gives you some context. Now, to mitigate the losses, Bitfinex distributed tokens to affected users that represented their lost funds, sparking debates over security measures and exchange transparency. Now let's talk about Bitcoin Ponzi schemes in general. Now, various Ponzi schemes have exploited Bitcoin's decentralized nature and promise of high returns. Now, you're going to say, what is decentralized? What does that mean? It means there's basically no one behind the asset. You can't, there's no sort of like Bitcoin customer service that you can sort of call up. There's no one there controlling the purse strings of Bitcoin because it is decentralized. Unlike banks, which are centralized. So if something happens, you can call up the bank customer service and there's someone that you can see who's on a board with the CEO controlling the bank. So examples of the Ponzi schemes include the 2012 Bitcoins Savings and Trust Ponzi scheme. Now that was run by Trendon Shavers, which defrauded investors of approximately, wait for it, 700,000 Bitcoins. And in 2017, the BitConnect scam, which collapsed after facing legal actions for operating an unregistered securities offering. That's why it's so important to protect your money and avoid all types of Ponzi schemes. Right now in Australia, you can actually buy your Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies through places like SwiftX and CoinSpot. These two exchanges are regulated in Australia. All right, guys, the next big scandal was 2019. It was Quadriga CX Exchange. And Quadriga CX, once a prominent Canadian cryptocurrency exchange, became embroiled in controversy when its CEO, Gerald Cotton, died unexpectedly in December of 2018. Now, reportedly, taking with him the passwords to access the exchange's cold wallets containing approximately eye-watering $190 million worth of cryptocurrencies. Now, for those of you who are just pausing for a second thinking, what the hell is a cold wallet? It's basically taking your crypto off the internet and putting it into your own personal possession. They call it self-custody. And it gives your crypto some level of protection because it kind of creates a buffer between your wallet and the internet, preventing such things like hacks, etc. Now, the problem is you need to get your own, you have your own passwords to access the cold wallet. Yeah. Now, if you lose those passwords, or in this case, you die and you didn't tell someone the passwords to get into your cold wallet, that is going to be a big problem. Now, to get around that, there are measures that you can take. One of them is to record your passwords, but don't just put them like on your computer or your phone. You would record them on literally hard copy, write them down, or there are other devices that you can get, which is stamped into, like I've got this little container, and you can stamp into this piece of metal every bit of the password, and then you need to store that somewhere very secure. The other thing that I do personally is I have all my passwords written down because it's called seed phrases. It's various words, sometimes 12 to 20 type or 24 words, which is essentially your passwords, and you separate them out. So you have some with your mom, some with your grandma, some with your sister, and you spread out the passwords so that if any one person loses them, somebody else has got them, including yourself. If you lose them, then you're going to be up shit creek. So this guy has now died and he's lost $190 million worth of cryptocurrencies. Now, this incident sparked massive legal battles and investigations, leaving, as you can appreciate, many investors unable to access their funds because he's now in a grave and he's taken his passwords with him. Big problem. Okay, guys, let's talk about regulatory concerns and market manipulation. And I hate to say this, but we people, humans, like to manipulate markets, whether it's property, whether it's stocks, and of course, cryptocurrency. Now, because cryptocurrency is mainly decentralized, it makes it open for a lot of people to do scams and manipulation and essentially try and steal your money. So look, Bitcoin has faced scrutiny from regulators worldwide, including places like China, where it literally banned Bitcoin altogether some years ago, but it's now come back in. Now, due to these concerns, over its use in money laundering, fraud, and market manipulation. I just spoke to you before about fraud, where drug dealers, and I'm sure it was arms dealers and probably prostitution, probably you name it, they were trying to use Bitcoin. But as they have since found out, Bitcoin has a blockchain and records transactions. So you can literally go back in time and find these transactions. Hence why they're now trying to use just good old cash. Now, the cases include investigations into price manipulation through spoofing and wash trading on exchanges, as well as regulatory actions against unregistered securities offerings and initial coin offerings, quite often known as ICOs. Now, let me tell you just a little bit about ICOs. Companies will come up with a great cryptocurrency and they'll spruik it through marketing, through social media, a lot of it through X, and they will make it out like it is going to be the best thing since sliced bread. If you don't get a hold of this new cryptocurrency, you're going to lose out. So what happens is you get FOMO, you think, wow, because you know it might be an offering of, let's say, 0.00001 cent. So you're thinking, wow, I could put like $100 in, and if it just went to like a dollar, I could make like $10 million. So that is the allure that these people try and get upon you. So you rush in with your $100, but it's a lot of people now, like millions of people coming in with their hundreds of dollars. Now what happens then is the product is then launched, the cryptocurrency is launched on the exchange. It goes up because the demand now, people are rushing in to try and get on the bandwagon. And then the original owners or those in the know then pull all of their cryptocurrency tokens off the exchange and leave no further money. So no liquid money, no liquid cash, illiquidity within the market. And then your coins and your tokens go to zero and you're left holding the bag. Now, luckily in that particular case, you would have only put $100 in, so it wouldn't have been life-threatening. But you can imagine some people put in life savings. Like I know of some people who have put in like $50,000 or $100,000 with the FOMO, the fear of missing out, thinking that their $100,000 was going to go to like $100 million and they completely lose out. Now that type of scenario is complete market manipulation. It's fraud and it's something that you really have to watch out for because it is everywhere. All right, the next one. The next big scandal is Dealio's $180 million theft, Australia's Bitcoin ETF. All right, so the next biggest one, which is so recent, 2022, just seemed like yesterday. Now, this is when I was personally in the cryptocurrency environment. I was in it, I was spending money, and I didn't buy Luna. For some reason, a lot of people at the time were encouraging me, or you see it on social media, oh, buy Luna, it's the best thing ever. And I'll tell you what happened, because Luna crypto collapse was caused by a series of events that ultimately led to a panic among investors. Now, it started with a sudden resignation of one of the co-founders of the project, which raised concerns about leadership and transparency. So the whispers were out there. Now, this was followed by a major security breach that resulted in the theft of millions of dollars worth of Luna coins. Now, as the news of this incident spread, investors began to lose faith in the project and started selling off their holdings. This led to a sharp decline in the value of Luna, causing a domino effect as more investors panicked and sold their coins. It was like this. It was a big domino effect. And I remember watching the market at the time, and literally the candle, which is showing you the price, was just free falling like this. Now, here's something interesting, is that at the time, I was still fairly new into crypto, and I didn't truly understand the ramifications of what was going on. And so in my mind, I was thinking, wow, maybe I should get in on this Luna at this point because the price is so low. So I ended up spending $1,500 of my own money buying Luna when it was near bottom of the market. What I didn't know behind the scenes was it was going down because it was a complete effing collapse. Everyone was getting out because it was so bad. It was obviously fraud and deception as far as the eye can see, I didn't know about the theft at the time. But I was thinking at that moment, wow, if I could get these Luna tokens so cheap, then maybe they're going to, you know, bounce back up again. Boy, was I wrong. So guys, the market result was a significant drop in the price, as I've just told you. Now, this led to a collapse of its value, hence why I was buying in, and this caused many investors to suffer huge, huge losses, and the project's reputation was tarnished, as you can appreciate. Now, as a result, it became difficult for Luna to recover, regain the trust of investors, and ultimately, it led to its complete downfall. So, my advice to you is, if one particular cryptocurrency is literally in free fall, but the rest of the market is not, maybe it's time to take a step back and wait to see what comes out of the ashes. Okay, guys, let's talk about FTX. This would have been one of the most catastrophic collapses, and it happened, which literally was like yesterday, in 2022. Now, the FTX crypto collapse was caused by several interrelated factors, primarily centered around a lack of transparency, irresponsible business practices, and market volatility. At the time, the market was coming down. It was going into a bear market anyway. But FTX was a crypto exchange funded by cryptocurrency entrepreneur, which I would say, I would scrap entrepreneur now and I'd use complete criminal, Sam Bankman-Fried. He started in 2019. Now, the exchange was known for its leveraged trading options and allowed users to trade a variety of cryptocurrencies. One of the main causes of the collapse was FTX's practice of offering highly leveraged trading options, allowing users to trade with borrowed funds at ratios, wait for it, as high as 100x. This means that even small changes in the market could result in significant losses for traders. Now, additionally, FTX did not have proper risk management protocols in place, nor did they have the sufficient liquidity to handle the large trades their users were making. Now, of course, this made the exchange completely vulnerable to market manipulation and crashes. The lack of transparency was another major factor. FTX did not provide clear information about their financials and did not have proper audits in place. The lack of transparency made it difficult for investors to fully understand the risks involved in trading on the platform. Now, what was interesting about FTX at the time was not only were they a trading platform, much like the Australian ones I mentioned earlier about SwiftX and CoinSpot, but FTX also offered their very own crypto token. So you could essentially invest in FTX. It would be a bit like buying shares in like a bank, like Commonwealth Bank, Westpac or ANZ, for example. Now, ultimately, the collapse resulted in significant losses for retail investors, just like you and me, who are not aware of the risks or the precarious financial situation of the exchange. Now, many traders lost their entire investments or were left with significant debts due to the leveraged trading. The collapse also had a ripple effect on the wider crypto market, causing a drop in prices for their other cryptocurrencies as well. So this collapse serves as a cautionary tale about the risks of leveraged trading and the importance of transparency and responsible business practices in the crypto industry. But more importantly, for you guys, it's a recent reminder, certainly recent in my mind, that there are many, many fraudsters out there willing to do what they want with your money. They don't care about you. They're in it for a quick buck. Only this year, Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced in the USA for 25 years in prison. And he knowingly stole over $12 billion. That's 12 billion Australian dollars from investors. This whole act was complete criminal activity. Now, the problem was, for you and me, FTX looked so legit. Their advertising was on stadiums. They had their branding on even the Mercedes Formula One team. Lewis Hamilton was walking around with FTX written on his racing suit, right? So for you and me, we're thinking, well, FTX seems legit. It's advertised everywhere. Even Tom Brady was on TV advertising FTX. And all the while, behind the scenes, Sam Bankman-Fried and his friends were actively stealing your money. And folks, this is why you've got to be so careful in this crypto industry. And I don't want to scare you, because I ultimately still believe in the crypto industry, including Bitcoin. And I really hope that more bad actors get out. That's why I wanted to do this video for you. I wanted to warn you of what is out there and make sure that you take the proper precautions. Now, if you want to know more about cryptocurrency, if you want to know more about where to buy, what to buy, and how to buy, you can come into my private community. Just click on the link around this video, come into my community. It's only at the moment like $15 a month, right? You can definitely afford that. And you can come in, and I've got a whole section in there on the basics of crypto. I myself have actually learned from somebody else only a few short years ago. I invested $20,000 of my hard-earned cash, invested it in someone else who knew more than me about crypto. And that's why I was better than most. And I say better than most, I'm not perfect, but I certainly wanted to invest in myself. And that's why I put my education first, because it was such a hot potato. And as I could just demonstrated to you, there was so many scandals over the past decade that I certainly didn't want to get entangled in. Now, luckily for me, I also did not have any FTX. I kind of avoided it and I came out unscathed. But I do know people, for example, who were tied up in Luna. Now, they didn't necessarily have Luna tokens. What they did though, was they had their whole life savings. I've spoken to you about this before. $40,000 of my friend's life savings was tied up in another crypto exchange that was linked to Luna. So when Luna went down, his $40,000 went down too. One of the things that I've learned over the years is you must diversify. And what I mean by that is not necessarily diversify your crypto, which is probably a good idea, but diversify where you hold your crypto. Don't have it all into one exchange. Don't have it all into one cold wallet. All right, guys. Look, thank you so much for that. I hope you've enjoyed. I didn't scare you too much. But look, knowledge is power, right? Knowledge is power. And at least you can go into this cryptocurrency environment with your eyes wide open. And remember, if you want to know more, come and check out my community. And I'm happy to share more information there. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Take care. And I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.